This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Yaakov Avinu instilled in the DNA, so to speak. Just like it's brought down from Chaim Volozhiner, Avraham Avinu instilled in Klal Yisrael a kedah, that one could sacrifice a child. And that Yitzchak instilled in Klal Yisrael Mesiras Nefesh, that one could give up his life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I believe that this Shema Yisrael, that Yaakov Avinu said at this particular moment, instilled that the greatest love that a person could have, and that greatest love could be directed to the Ribbono Shel Olam. He instilled it at this Kriya Shema that he said. It's interesting. The Rambam brings down that actually Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, we say today afterwards, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Elyoilam Voed. Why do we say the Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Elyoilam Voed? Is because Yaakov Avinu said it. Kriyishma is min haTorah. But actually, the Shema Yisrael, which follows by Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Elyoilam Voed, was instilled, was started by Yaakov Avinu. The Rambam Hilchos Kriyas Shema Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet. The Rambam says, HaKoyre Kriyas Shema Kshugoymer Pasuk Rishon Oymer Belachash Baruch Shem Kavoy Machusoy Lioilom Voed V'chayze V'koyre Kedarka V'aftas Hashem Alikecha Atzayfa V'loma Koyrin Kain. The Rambam interestingly says, why? Why do we say Baruch Shem Kavoy Machusoy Lioilom Voed? Misayrisi biyadenu. Shebishah shekibitz Yaakov Avinu as banam b'mitzrayim b'shas misasai tzivam v'zirzam al yichud Hashem v'al derech Hashem. Shehala b'avram v'yitzhak avim v'shalaisim amalem b'ni shem l'yesh b'chem paslus mishenayim b'nimi b'yichud Hashem. Is it possible among you there's someone who doesn't have this strong belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? To which the children answered, Anu kulam v'amu Shema Yisrael. Yisrael is Yaakov Avinu, Shema Yisrael. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Kilaymar, Shema Mimenu Avinu Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Pasach Hazakim v'amar, Baruch Shem Kvoid Machusoy L'Yoylam V'ed. Lefikach nagu kol Yisrael loymer shevach sheshav bo Yisrael azaken ach pasig ze. Baruch Shem Kvoy Malchus was also introduced, installed to Klal Yisrael from Yaakov Avinu. It's important, Rabbi Yisai, to speak another part of the Kriya Shema here. It's interesting. He said, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Yaakov Avinu looks and he sees Yosef in Mitzrayim. Many Mepharshim say that even when he was told that Yosef was alive, Lohemin, he didn't believe it. Why didn't he believe it? So Pashit, when a person gets news that's so bizarre, so to speak, it's so strange, he didn't believe it, Lohemin. He didn't believe it. Mepharshim say that wasn't the issue. Lohemin means he didn't believe that Yosef was in Mitzrayim. Oid Yosef b'ni chai. It wasn't about Yosef. It was Yosef b'ni that he remained a religious Jewish, an honest Yid in Mitzrayim, an Erlich Yid in Mitzrayim. That he didn't believe. So Yosef is alive. But how do I know that Yosef Bini is alive? Yaakov Avinu comes down to Mitzrayim and the Pasuk says, Vayeser Yosef Markavta Vayal Likras Yisrael Oviv Goishna Vayera Elov. I mean, if Yosef went to see him, so it's Vayera Elov. He was seen to Yaakov. Rashi explains, Vayera Elov, Yosef Nira Eloviv. Yosef was seen to his father. The pasuk's redundant. What does Rashi want? Something's missing here, right? If Yosef went to see his father, so Yosef was seen to his father. Ramban explains that it's a technical issue here. Yosef looked like a king in Mitzrayim. He was wearing a special turban and everything. I mean, Yaakov Avinu wasn't accustomed to seeing him. I thought he was one of the kings in Mitzrayim. So then when it was Vayera Elov, when he recognized him, that's Pshat. Yosef Nira Loviv means he recognized him. He sees him, he says, oh, now it's Yosef. It's so important, Rabbi Isai. Is it so important to know that first he didn't recognize him because he was wearing Egyptian royal clothing, and then he recognized, I have to know every. They saw him, and he fell on him, and Yaakov was reading Kriya Shema. Why the emphasis? You hear Rabbi say, why the emphasis? Yosef Nira Love. Isaiah used to say over from Bali Musar, I think from Naftali Trop, and they said over from Chaim Shmulevitz and other Gedalei Musar, that Yosef was on such a great level. That when he came to see his father, it also wasn't personal. See? Yaakov took it, and he said, I'm taking out the, so to speak, the personal, humanly emotion from it. Yosef also, he did it only to be near Elov. It's not that he was excited to, I'm no person, what do you ask a guy, well, what are you so, I'm excited to see my father. Yosef didn't say that, I'm excited that my father should be able to see me. Huh? You ever see anyone talk like that? Yeah. Someone didn't see somebody for so long. Yeah. I'm excited to see the person. No. I'm excited that that person should see me. So make it think of Madregi. Yeah, but that's what many Bali Muslims say. That's what Yosef Nira. Vayera Elov. Yosef went that he should be able to be seen by his father. I would say a different pshat, Rabbi Yosef. I think that's what the Ramban is maybe meaning. Yosef, outwardly, externally, he was dressed like a king, like an Egyptian almost. Right? Mamish, almost not like a, like what you would call Ayid mita bird, mita Hamburg, right? You know, mita kapatach. He was dressed like an Egyptian king. Yaakov was searching to see the Yosef. He didn't want, the external was not his issue. That part, he wasn't excited. Yosef Nira, the Yosef, was Nira Eloviv. Oh, that's all of a sudden when Yaakov says, now it's time to read Kriya Shema. Now it's time to thank the Eibishter. And let me explain to you. Many Mefarshim explain that he didn't just say Shema Yisrael. He said Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. It's not Shema Yisrael, even though it says the word Shema. It's Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. What does that mean? Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. If you look at the Svarim, the Rishonim, the Achronim, that explain the Nusach of the Kriya Shema, Hashem is Midas Ha Rachamim. Elokeinu is Midas Ha Din. Sometimes we see Midas Ha Rachamim. And sometimes we see Midas Ha Din. Eventually, you know what we end up seeing? That the Rachamim and the Din is all the same. There is no such a thing as Midas Ha Din. Hashem Echad, it's all one Hashem. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. At the end of life, we look back and we start to understand that what we thought was Midas HaAdin was actually so much Midas HaRachamim. Yaakov Avinu sees Yosef now. And he says, now I understand what it means. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That it's all one Hashem. What I thought was Din was actually all Rachamim. The Chofetz Chaim, Zchus Yagin Aleinu, used to say, man, before he exits the journey in this world, will have a chance to look back and get an insight on everything that happened in his life to see how actually it was all L'tayva. He says, the Gemara says that Nachum is Gamzu. He was called Gamzu because Gamzu L'tayva. He says, Nachum is Gamzu was Zaycha to see it right away. Everyone will eventually see it. The problem is we don't have patience. That's how the Chofetz Chaim used to say. We don't have the patience in life to wait. We want quick results. We want right now to understand, right now to give us a good understanding. It's very possible, Rabbi Sari. And I believe I heard this nusach either from my Zayda or from different Rosh Hashivas. I don't remember exactly now where I heard it. But that the Chofetz Chaim actually said one more point. That those that say Gamzu L'tayva will be Zaycha to see it right away. Nachum is Gamzu Zaycha the next day because he believed and exclaimed to today is Gamzu L'tayva. And therefore it didn't have to take a long journey of life to see the Taiva. It's a lesson, Rabbi Yisai. Every day when we say Kriya Shema, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, to be able to see the Toivah. I want to give you advice. We get wrapped up with the situation, this is not good and that's not good. And there's a lot of chesed in every situation between the lines. Between all the, there's a lot of things that if we would focus on it, we would see, here the Rabbi Yishim is doing a ches with me. I might have to go through this situation. It's possible that this is the way for many reasons. But if you pay attention, you'll realize the chesed, the Eibishter to go through that. And if a person says Gamzu L'tayva and he realizes Hashem Elokeinu is really Hashem Echad, then he'll be able to be Zaycha to see the Chas de HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to see the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, Yosef, we read it as if it's a beautiful story, the story of Yosef. Think about all the Yisurim. All the Yisurim that Yaakov Avinu had the entire time. I once thought about, you know, the Shechina left Yaakov Avinu all the years that he was Misabel. All the years he wasn't Zaychet that Rabbi Hashem should be with him because he was Bavelis. Now that he sees his son, all of a sudden there's Ashras HaShechina. Could be Yaakov Avinu says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu. He started to see the Rabbeinu Shleilim, the Shechina, more because he was Mitaych Simcha. At this moment, he recognized that the Rabbeinu Shleilim is here, Shema Yisrael. The Shema Yisrael that he said was he was moved. By now, all of a sudden, he sees Yosef. So the Shechina comes back. Rabbi, there's no question that if a person is in a very difficult situation and he works on himself to be besimcha through it, he will see the Rabbeinu Shloim. He will see the Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Ein ashchina shruya loy mitoich atzvus. When a person's atzeif. Now, of course, I'm not giving mussar, so to speak, for people who go through very difficult things in life. But the daily things that we go through that bring us down. Overpower. That's that feeling. Say to yourself, Rabbi Yisrael, I want to see your yad, your hand. I want to see what you, through this whole situation, are holding my hand. You will see it. There's an interesting chidah with this I end. The chidah says that there's a parsha called Egla Rufa. What was the story of Egla Rufa? The story of Egla Rufa was that he went from one town to another and he got killed. Egla Rufa, what were they able to do for him to protect him? It seems like the chachamim of the town, they're responsible. It's their fault. So Rashi brings down Shulei Patru, that we didn't feed him. We let him go without muzzling, without food. It's there for what? That's why he got killed or he didn't get killed. I mean, what does that have to do with anything? Rabbi say, think of the Pashup Shat, no? Rabbi say, Pach Pshat. Yeah? Yeah, the story of Egla Rufa. So the Chacham are responsible because they didn't feed him. And therefore what? If they fed him, what? He wouldn't get killed. Says the Chidah Chidush Nifla. That if they fed him, and they cared for him, and they showed him a little warmth, he'd be besimcha. And if he'd be besimcha, he wouldn't have the bad mazel to get killed on the road. It would have protected him. Huh? Unbelievable. Let's talk. What did Yosef send back to his father? He sent back the parsha of Egla Arufa, right? He sent Agolis. Chazal say, what were the Agolis? That was the last thing they were learning was the sugi of Egla Arufa. So the Mefarshim ask, why did he send back the last thing that he was learning, Egla Arufa? And they say he was trying to tell his father he's still holding and learning. He's still holding and learning. Tell me. You know how many years? 20-something years, you're still in the same sugya? Unbelievable. Could you imagine you're still in the same sugya after 22 years? There's a lot of terutzim, a lot of explanations, but I always thought to myself something interesting. Many Mefarshim learned that he was Miramis, that there was a problem that Yaakov sent Yosef without Leviya, without protection. He sent him to the brothers, and look what happened. It's the story of Egla Rufa. It's mamish the story of Egla Rufa. There was no Leviya. He didn't escort. He let him go in the field by himself, and look what happened. Maybe Rabbi Yisai, he was sending a tremendous lesson, and that is, Yosef is telling his father for so many years, I was lost, but I was protected. Why? Because I was mekabelet besimcha. Baruch Hashem, I learned from the sugi of Egla Rufa that if I took the nisyonis and I grew from it and I didn't fall, there's a protection from that itself. The only time was Isra Mazle, that the mazel is no good. That's only if it's when a person falls and he's depressed and he's down. Egla Rufa was a lesson. I'm still kept the lesson of Egla Rufa. And Melai was protected in Mitzrayim. An unbelievable protection. Yosef Babor, he was in the pit. He was in... Another person would have been broken. Another person would have been... What does Yosef take it all? L'kim shlachani, the Eibishter was with me the entire time. And this becomes the lesson of Egla Rufa that he was sending back. to his father Yaakov. Abayisai, let's learn from the parsha. Difficulties. There's a tremendous love that a Yid has for the Rabbeinu Shleilim. And that love overrides every difficult situation in life. How come people, the more Yisurim they get, the more they love HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's an interesting phenomenon. I thought about it. The Gemara says that Klal Yisrael is like a Zayis. The more you squeeze them, the more you kaitish, the more you crush them, right? The bigger and better they become. I know it's Zayis Chanukah. I just want to end with this Nakuda, Rabbi, so if you don't mind. A thought that I had. What was the Nes Chanukah? The Nes Chanukah was, about the oil. What took 8 days? Tell me, how long does it take to make oil? Go to the store and buy oil. Or if you have to make the oil, I'm sure you can make oil in an hour. Took 8 days to make new oil. It says for 8 days, they were lighting. Why? Why 8 days? So state in the Farshim, they had to squeeze it. And they had to get that special, the pure oil. Okay. Klal Yisrael is Daim Elizayas. The more you squeeze it, and the more you crush it, the better oil comes out. The more pure is the oil. By Nes Chanukah, they did tremendous Yisurim to us. Lachsum Lachatz Gadol, the Rambam brings down, they made us suffer. But the more they made us suffer, the closer we became to the Eibishter. That was part of the Nes of Chanukah. They thought that if you make the Yid suffer, it makes him want to become more and more like the guy. And let go of his Torah, and let go of his religion, and let go of the Eibishter. The opposite. It brings out more and more the love. Ach kach bo bonecho ledvir beisecho. The Yid's love to the Eibishter is so strong that the more it gets tested, the more it overrides the test and becomes stronger. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu is the words of every dying Jew, because the love of the Eibishter overrides any difficulty. A person has difficulty in life. Tap into that tremendous ability that a person is able to love the Rabbeinu Shlom. And I part with a story. Everybody loves a good story. I part with a story. Ready for a beautiful story? My Shatchin was a great tzaddik, Rabbi Yaakov Talidanu, Zeichet Tzaddik, Kodesh Levracha. He was the Rosh Hashiva in Marseille, Renzi, in Paris. He was a tremendous personality. His capability of giving shiurim and davening, such tremendous ability, kaychus. He unfortunately got a disease. He had ALS. And little by little, he deteriorated. He couldn't move. I went to visit him when I went to Paris. They took him down the steps. They had to carry him. They sat him down. They fed him a coffee. And I just broke down when I saw it. I couldn't. The beauty of a person. Look what happened. So he asks me, Avos Veinster, what are you crying? So I told him, Al Hai Shufra de Bala Ba'ara. The beauty. He was a person, a personality, strong, capable. His drushes. Look what disintegrated into. So he tells me, "You're a ben Torah. You're a ben Torah. You shouldn't cry. Vanish. Don't cry. I want to tell you something. My sister, she was not religious. My sister's not religious. She, in Morocco, they had like Haskalah. Like they had in Europe, they had Haskalah. So in Morocco also, they had like a type of, you know, they got influenced. And the boys left Morocco, went to yeshivas in England and in Eretz Yisrael. So they remained religious, but the girls who remained back home, they went off. So his sister went off. And don't forget, the sister was daughter of the great Rafael Baruch Talidano. He's talking about from the greatest, the one that wrote the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch for the Moroccan Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. So he tells me that his sister came to visit him. And she sees him in this state of health, and she asks him, Zu Torah v'zu Schara? This is, you gave up your life for Torah, and look what you, look at the reward you got. He says, I answered her. She probably didn't fully comprehend the answer. But you as a Ben Torah, you should comprehend the answer. Learn it, accept it, and live with it. The love that I feel for the Rabbeinu Shloimeh through my disease is so strong that if Hashem would offer me, do I want it or I don't want, I would have accepted the disease. That's how much love I experienced. That's how much connection I gained through the Yisurim, through the machla, that I would have accepted it l'chatchila. Ben Torah vanish, don't cry. That's what he told me. I'm sorry that I'm crying. I learned a tremendous lesson from it. He is able to overlook all the physical and be attached to the love of the Rabbeinu Shloimeh. He has it in his neshama. And this is what Yaakov was teaching us. All the yisurim that he went through, he realized, Rabbeinu Shloimeh, I thank you for those yisurim. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu. Why? Because Hashem Echad, I realized and I understood that you were behind it all. There's something called Tziduk Hadin. What does Tziduk Hadin mean? I thank you for Tziduk Hadin. You know, when you say Tziduk Hadin, Le'aleinu, on a mace, but Baruch Hashem, you know, it's not only for a mace, Tziduk Hadin can be for anything. We don't just say that the Rabbeinu Shem is right. We give a bracha. Baruch Ato Hashem. It's a bracha. Huh? Why? Because it's not just that the Rabbeinu Shem is right. But once we realize how right he is and how righteous tzeduk is a lashon of tzedek, we realize it's baruch. We realize a Jew is able to thank and bless and appreciate the Eibishter for that. The Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad was not just recognition that Hashem is Hashem Echad, that all the Midas Hadin was Rachman, but actually what was it? It was a shevach l'hoidah. Baruch, shame, kevoid, malchusai. Yaakov instilled that everything that he went through in his life, in conclusion of it, he thanks the Eibishter that he went through it. And where did that come from? At the moment where he overrid his feeling, his emotion to his son, and said, you know what, Rabbeinu Shloim, Shema Yisrael, my love to you, the Rabbeinu Shloim. At that moment, he instilled in the Klal Yisrael, this kayach, life and the Eibishter. The Eibishter is the Father, and we are able to love him in every situation. That's the Shem and Zayis. And that's the beauty. And every day when we say Krishma, we should know Kabul, the love of the Rabbi Yishlam.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.